Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams confirmed the presence of Border Patrol agents in the Bull City today after several people put pictures and videos up on social media today. Federal immigration agents also in the ground in Raleigh. This comes after federal agents were in Charlotte over the weekend. A volunteer with Siembra NC, Gwen Frisby Fulton, joins us now. Gwen, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us. So what have you heard from people today, and are they concerned about their safety?
Sure. Of course, people are concerned about their safety, and they're concerned about their neighbor's safety, too. We have been hearing from people across Charlotte and the metro area, as well as in Raleigh and a little bit outside of Raleigh, about calls all day long, sightings and concerns for their neighbors. We dispatched hundreds of volunteers across Charlotte and Raleigh today who are on safety patrols, walking through neighborhoods, in central locations, talking to people, making sure they know their rights, and making sure that they feel safe and seen.
Now, what have you told them about what people can and cannot do as far as what agents can and cannot do?
Sure. So we are making sure that people know their rights and know, you know, how to respond carefully and peacefully to any, you know, activity that they see in their area. We've been really training people that we're not here to intervene, but we are here to monitor and document what is happening in our communities, collect information, and make sure that people are well-informed and safe.
A statement from Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools said that around 20,935 students were absent on Monday. Have you heard from parents who have told you that their children are scared, basically?
Absolutely. I think children and families from all of our communities are concerned right now. We know that today we were contacted by a daycare center in Durham, North Carolina, after agents were seen around the facility and in the neighborhood. They were concerned for their kids and families' safety, and they requested that some of our volunteers come and be there while parents come and collect their children from daycare after they've gotten off work. We also have heard from families that say that their teenage children who are in high school and typically allowed to leave campus to go get lunch somewhere were all told that they needed to stay on campus because there's this heightened sense of disorder and lawlessness that these federal agents are bringing to our communities. And so kids who, you know, come from all kinds of families are being told that they need to stay in school and not go outside because it seems unsafe.
It must be difficult to talk to children at a time like this to explain to them what is going on. Do you have to instruct parents on what to tell their children, basically?
You know, I think these are conversations that are happening certainly here at Siembra, but also in churches and congregations and in households all across the state right now and all across the country. You know, I'm a mom, and I think a lot about my own child who's grown now, but how safety and predictability was so important to raising him. And kids right now are witnessing their parents, their neighbors, their family members be chased through neighborhoods. And that doesn't make anyone feel safe or secure. And it's really upsetting to children. We also have heard from teachers who are very concerned because they're needing to navigate this with their students.
It was interesting that one man who was a Honduran-born U.S. citizen who had the window smashed out of his truck in Charlotte over the weekend, you may have seen him on television, said that basically he was put in a van, and once he was released and proved that he was an American citizen, he was released, but he didn't get the keys to his truck back, and he had his windows broken, and he was a Trump voter who voted for him last November. And have you heard of similar accounts like that?
Yeah, we're hearing about accounts like that all over. People are, you know, having a really difficult time convincing agents that they have rights, and that this is not good for our communities. And we're hearing about people who are citizens still being swept up into these raids, still being questioned, still being detained. And our concern is, you know, we also are concerned about safety in our communities. Like I said, I'm a mom. I'm deeply concerned about how safe my neighborhood is. And what we're learning through this is that we're the ones who are keeping each other safe. We want safety. We want economic growth. And that's up to us as community members, and that the federal agents who are coming in are not providing any kind of safety or security for our communities.
It's an interesting time, and there's no word on exactly when this will end and how much longer they're going to be around, but it'll be interesting to see exactly how many students reported missing from local schools. As we mentioned, over 20,000 students were absent from schools in Charlotte, Mecklenburg. That's about 20% of the student body. They missed classes on Monday. Gwen Frisbee Fulton, a volunteer with CMNC. Gwen, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing more about what's going on here, and hope everyone's safe. Take care.
Thank you.